Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Green, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of nine biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on a very special day where we can bring her home.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
In fact, there is a little girl who has been raped, stolen from her family, taken far away, and today you can bring her home. .org. Kevin McCullough, what am I talking about? You got to stick around. Bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us wherever you're joining us from. And if that's on television via the Salem News Channel or Biz TV, we're grateful to have you joining us there. If it is by way of a video stream or an audio stream in the digital universe somewhere, thank you for being there. Or if it's on good old-fashioned FM and AM radio stations coast to coast, grateful to have you joining us from there as well. It is very important that I want you to know this every time that we do this on the broadcast. Many years ago, I had a dream of having a radio show and being in places where people could hear and listen and so forth. And
I didn't know if it would ever just be in just one city, much less America's number one city, or anywhere else. And God was consistently faithful and blessed me and enabled me to have experiences and to grow as a broadcaster and to move into new places. And as we began to say, Lord, are you calling us to even larger things like being syndicated and being nationwide? One of the things that I said back to him is, God, as long as you have been good to me, I owe you something in return as a way of thanking you. And so one of the things that we do without apology on my show is to say, how can we use this platform to go beyond just telling you about the news and the day-to-day stories? And really, in a lot of respects, friends, things that we can't make a huge impact on here. I mean, I can encourage you to vote and try to get you to be aware of issues and hopefully give you very good information every day and to get you to think about it. But aside from that, I can't affect any change that God doesn't touch or bless. But if I say, hey, can we make an impact on this set of people that are hurting in a very specific way, then I think, I think we can do that. And so a number of years ago, Christian Solidarity International said, Kev, let's work together and let's see what we can do. Rob Davis is back with me. He is the head of the U.S. operations for CSI. And Rob, I don't even know the exact numbers because I know it started out with just my one station in New York, WMCA AM 570 here in the city. But I know that plus what we've done on the syndicated platform, I think we've freed in excess of a few thousand, 2,000 or 3,000 slaves over the last 10 years or so. And it's been so kind of rewarding because some of those people that started out a long time ago, just sending $25 a month, just never stopped doing it. But that's what you guys have told me.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Before the next segment, I'm going to do a quick calculation and we'll be able to tell people what an estimate is that's in round numbers. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's in the thousands.
Wow.
And your listeners, both nationally and in New York, have always risen to the occasion and have heard the cry of the people of Sudan. And have taken to their wallets, to their bank accounts, and have made a huge difference. So thank you to everybody listening, and Kevin, thank you.
Well, and that's why we do it, because we want to see God move and do things. Let's talk a little bit about this year. We have about 144 slaves that we know that we can liberate before the end of the year, and we're not going to try to do it all at once. But that's a long journey, and it's a lot of people. But where for people that are just tuning in for the first time, where are these slaves at? How did they end up in that situation? And what is the real hope of what we can do for them?
Yeah, in very simple terms to break it down, you know, there's a lot of politics and a lot of details. But for those of you listening, so that we can all get our heads around it, there was a civil war in Sudan. Muslims from the north were given sort of as a booty prize for a peace agreement. We're given the opportunity to enslave Christians from the south, kind of in broad sweeping strokes here. And for the last 30 to 40 years, this was back in the 80s, for the last 30 to 40 years, those folks who were war prizes have been serving their Arab masters, doing hard labor for them, cleaning houses, being basically sex slaves.
Well, and even in how they were captured, I mean, a lot of them were slave raids. And so it was a terrifying, horrifying, like picture the worst kind of thing that you've seen in a movie and, you know, guns blazing and people coming in and just very like, so they experienced trauma from the very first moment that their life shifted to northern Sudan.
Yeah. Invasions of villages. We've told the story on your program before about, girls who are down getting water in a well and having to, you know, lower themselves into a well because it's the dry season, and coming up and basically all but having guns at their head and marched off to a foreign land taken from their families. Like you said, yeah, extreme trauma in a number of different ways, but taken from their homes, those that they love, their parents, watching people on the trip north shot in front of them, watching people try to escape who have been maimed. Just unthinkable things that we don't typically see here in our own cities and communities in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, and then once they're there, as you said, they're stuck for the majority of their life. Some of these girls were taken when they were just in their early years, even preteen. And some that have been rescued recently have been as old as, you know, in their late 30s or early 40s. And that means that they were there for three decades.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And they've known basically for their all but their entire life, known nothing but abuse, trauma, terror, usury. I mean, all kinds of horrific things.
There's a word that they use to call the slaves by name. And I've seen it in the transcripts of the slaves' stories that they would call me this name. And I asked, I was either John Eibner or one of the other longtime Sudanese CSI experts. And they said, Kev, that name that they are called is so profane and obscene that there's no English equivalent to translate it into. And if you did, it would be so profane and obscene what they call these girls that you couldn't air it on broadcast television in America because it's that vulgar. So friends, from that type of verbal abuse to forcing them to have sex against their will, to the whole idea of female circumcision, and Rob, you can expound on this a little bit, but there's a competition, if you will, between the slave master being an Arab Muslim and these girls that were taken captive coming from largely Christian southern roots in South Sudan, and they actually force conversion upon them.
Yeah, they try to, and obviously, as you can imagine, you know, not everybody's strong enough to necessarily outwardly renounce what they're being asked to do because it means their life.
Yeah.
But these women, as you've said before, even when their masters make them say things for fear of death, that, you know, in their hearts, they are crying out to God. And often we've seen in these stories where they say, you know, I've just been praying and praying and praying. They forced me to, you know, claim Allah as my God for fear of shooting me. And but in their hearts and in their minds and in their situations, they're crying out to God saying, please save me. And that's what we're doing tonight is we're answering those prayers. We're able to pick up a phone, dial 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And as simple as it sounds, for $250, you can save a life, literally. So we just ask you to do that. Plenty of your listeners have, but there are tens of thousands more who need to be freed.
Okay, that phone number one more time, 888-342-1010. Please don't be shy. Be as generous as you can because lives are hanging in the balance. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And if you'd like to give online, it's very simple. The URL is bringherhome.org. Bring her home. These women slaves from South Sudan that are caught in North Sudan, bringherhome.org if you'd like to give online. If you'd like to give by phone, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org. It's real simple. Takes about 2 minutes, and you've done something amazing. You've rescued a life. You've freed a human being for the rest of their life. Bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave,
but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift, or a 10-installment gift of $25, or a 5-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That Bag of Hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that Bag of Hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us. You know, every year I am very honored, humbled, and grateful to partner with you, many of the people that have done this over the last 4 or 5 years with us, to work on something that is really mind-blowing. And when I say mind-blowing, I mean there's a lot of people that even when you just say what we're about to talk about, they look at you as though there's no way that that can be true. There's no way that that can be possibly still going on planet Earth. And what we're talking about is slavery, the very real issue of humans owning other humans for nefarious purposes. And this is a real condition. It happens on planet Earth. And in fact, if you believe the statistics and numbers, and I talk with people like Dr. John Eibner and others on a regular basis, it is more prevalent today than at any point in time in human history. There is one organization, however, that is doing something about it, and in particularly one place on planet Earth where the act is very egregious and very it's kind of long storied now for the last few dozen years. In Sudan, Northern Sudan, Christian Solidarity International is doing all that they can to undo this. And joining me from Christian Solidarity International is Rob Davis, who is the head of the U.S. Operations Office, based in California. But, you know, they have such a small squad. They're kind of all over the world. Rob, it's good to see you again. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's always always good. And your audience has been a tremendous support to all of our efforts. So thank you very much to everyone listening.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I asked you to come back is because we can't talk about this too much. At the beginning of the year, you told me that there was a needs list, a critical needs list of people that the program has become aware of that we can now help liberate. And for people that are just joining us for the first time, explain what that means, how these slaves ended up in slavery, and what we're trying to do here.
Well, you know, and many of your listeners are going to be familiar with some of this story. But, you know, back in the 80s, just in very general terms here, back in the 80s, there was a civil war in Sudan. In very simplified terms, Muslims from the north, as part of the kind of settlement of the war, were given the opportunity to enslave Christians from the South. Over 150,000, primarily Christians from South Sudan, were enslaved. They've been captured, abused, raped, mutilated genitally, all kinds of unthinkable, horrible things. And some of them have been enslaved for 40 years.
Wow.
Right now, we estimate that there are about 35,000 or so of those who we still have to rescue. We make 5 or 6 trips in every year. And with the resources raised on programs such as yours, we're able to have them freed. But now we're also aware of their children, and a number of them are people whom we're starting to rescue. So that's yet a little bit of an unknown, but we're able to go in, and these children who are often abandoned because we're able to free a mother, but the slave master won't free the children, or some scenario like that, are people that we'll be able to focus on and free as well.
That is really encouraging, because for years I've been telling people that many of these mothers who were taken as young girls, they were taken in their early teens and younger in some instances, have been, as you've mentioned, repeatedly abused. And out of that abuse, children came. And it's one of the horrible things that you've helped me understand is that even in the hopes and deliverance of liberation, they have a heartbreak because the slave master, as you said, will keep their child separated from them. Sometimes even after they're just weaned, they're taken away from them, and they wonder if they'll ever see them again. But so it's encouraging because many of the women have said, my child is left behind. Others are left behind. Please don't stop until we get them all. And that's what we're doing here, friends. 888-342-1010. Simply put, a $250 gift changes a life, liberates one of these human beings, and gives them essentially every tool that they need to begin their life in independence and with a degree of autonomy, obviously dignity and respect that they do not get in their current life as a slave. And it is really an amazing, miraculous thing. $250 accomplishes all of that. And you can make that happen right now. If you give your gift right now, within moments, that gift is processed, and the attempt for that next liberation is already put into play. I want to talk about the process a little bit more because I do think that it is very important for those of you listening or watching to understand that there's a very thoughtful recovery that is given to the slaves as they come out of this life that has been horrific. But before we get to the recovery, Rob, you made mention that some of these people endure pretty horrific things under the auspices of their owners. And in that process, they undergo things that we couldn't even imagine here. I know you've got some personal firsthand stories. Would you just share one with us?
Yeah, sure. You know me well. There's always a good firsthand story that we've just recently obtained. A lot of them, just for your listeners too, sound a lot alike. I mean, they were people who were captured under horrific conditions, as we said, forced to march miles and miles and miles on foot, beaten if they fall down, not fed, not clothed properly, all kinds of horrible things. But, I'm looking at one here, a jock, 38 years old. Okay. And here's somebody who was captured as a child. We don't have the exact age that a jock was when she was captured. But as a child, what does that mean? That means a single digit, probably.
Yeah.
So somebody who's been enslaved for over 30 years now.
Wow.
Imagine that. But a jock says that one day she was visiting her older sister and went to the well to fetch water. The well was so deep and people had to go down to get the water during the dry season. She went and filled her pot with water. And when she came out of the well, found that there were Arabs surrounding her. She stopped and her feet were shaking. She says, they came out and took the pot from my head, drank the water, then pushed me to walk with them. She said, I knew I was captured. I saw many people captured. Arabs looked so angry. They had guns and horses. They forced me to walk with them a long distance in a big line, no talking, and they always looked angry. At night, the Arabs raped one woman. She tried to run, but they caught her and shot her dead in front of us. I mean, imagine that as a child, one of your kids.
Yeah.
Somebody shot in front of them. They caught and killed them in front of us. Arabs gave us leftovers to eat when they were available. The Arab master took me, and he had four wives already and many children. I was a slave to his families. His wives were hard on me. I worked from morning to sunset with no rest, could not understand their language, and their wives ordered me to do things and beat me. They would beat me and called me a dog or a dirty monkey. Arab masters would give me to old Arab men. Translation, for sexual purposes.
Yeah.
They would beat me anytime they felt like it, and if I did, they didn't think I did a good job. I knew I would not be out from slavery. There's little hope. They're not sure what's going to happen to them. But God is great. Finally, Adam took me to his camp, freed me, told me not to be afraid because his men were ready if the old Arab man came to get me. They would stop him. We walked back to South Sudan, and the Arab retriever was so nice, gave us food, good food. I thank the people from America who helped me to come out from slavery. I will be with my people and work as a farmer.
One of the reasons, friends, if you're listening to Rob tell this story, that it's written in such kind of choppy language is because these are literally transcribed from the slaves at the recovery camp. And so it's interesting to hear it in their own kind of cadence and wording. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how you can help someone and what difference that help does make. But that phone number to get that help going right now is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Stay here.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're talking about rescuing slaves out of slavery. And when you say things like that in North America in 2022, people look at you as though you have a third head or something. There's just really, they don't know what they don't know. And the really wonderful thing about what we've been able to do at this microphone for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, is literally help thousands of women and children, and even in some instances men, that have been taken, abused, turned into slaves, and watch them be not only recovered and given their freedom, but then to see them begin to thrive in a new life back in South Sudan where they came from. We're talking about the slave liberation process that is kind of spearheaded by Christian Solidarity International in North Sudan, retrieving slaves and bringing them back to their homes in South Sudan. Rob Davis is back with us. He's the head of the U.S. operations. And Rob, in our last time together, you were just telling us about a joke, and that's her name. We're not talking about joking. That is her name, a joke. And she had just come back, and the abuse that she went through is so typical of the stories. And yet, when they get to that recovery camp, there's this opportunity for them to decompress. Now, you know, you and I used to live pretty close to each other. We had a little watering holes funded, like, go decompress. U.S. has its ideas of how you, like, let off steam at the end of the week. I can't imagine trying to, you know, let out all of the pain and the hurt that someone who's lived in this type of abject torture and pain and horror for as long as they have, for them to even let their heart believe that they could possibly be free right away. But CSI has a really kind of deliberate process as to how they bring them back to life, so to speak, in South Sudan. Can you describe that for us a little bit?
Well, the first thing, when they're brought back to the camp, there's a huge celebration. There's dancing and celebrating. It almost comes to mind like the prodigal son who was lost but found, and certainly I've said this before on your program. I'm not implying certainly that these slaves were in any way prodigal, but in my mind, the biblical feast and party that
right.
is known for that son is the type of thing that I envision when these folks are brought back to their villages. And as you said, there's incredible trauma, incredible decompression. We work with local churches. We work with local community leaders who provide the necessary support for those individuals who, as you so aptly put, need to decompress after such a long period of abuse and misuse and trauma. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, also, CSI is very intentional, as you said, about making sure that these slaves aren't just returned to their villages and left alone, but returned to their villages with resources. They're provided with food. They're provided with clothing. They're provided with resources to farm, to grow things that they can then sell as a micro enterprise. They're given a goat, which can produce milk, not only for nourishment for themselves, but also, again, that they can sell in the communities. So CSI is really interested in not only the freedom, but then on top of that, obviously seeing that through to the point where these folks who have been traumatized and enslaved for decades are able to be productive members of the communities that they're returned to, which are the communities, hopefully, that they originally were taken from.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I love about this is that in the prodigal son celebration, I think, is very apt. And again, to reemphasize, we're not saying that these slaves did anything wrong of their own accord. Their greatest crime was just being in the wrong place at the wrong time and being victim to people that had really ill intent. But I keep, and I've not been on one of the liberation trips, and at some point I'm going to have to go, but I've talked to enough of CSI people that have been there that when they are given that bag of hope and everything that contains, which you just listed, some of the grain and the seed and the she-goat, these people have never received anything, you know, 1/100th that valuable. And it's almost as like, I would think, in the American experience of driving up and dropping someone a set of keys to a brand new house or something. I mean, it is the equivalent in that culture of giving them everything they need for a successful life that they now own, that is theirs. They didn't even have their own agency of choice for their own body for the last dozens of years that they've had. And now they have the most generous gift that they've ever been given. And I think that's where that exuberance comes from, at least part of it on their part. It's where that exuberance comes from. They can't believe that God has been so good to them and faithful to them to allow them to have such a gift be given to them. And friend, here's the real bottom line. Your $250 gift provides all of it. Just think about that for a second. You write one check for $250 and you give this person literally a brand new life that they've never dreamed of having. And sure, they've gone through a lot of pain. Sure, it's been a lot of hurt. But I think kind of equal to the depth of the pain that they felt, there's this joy that rises up in their heart. And they're able to say, hey, God remembered me. In fact, Rob, I know some of the stories that we've read in the past, they've actually said that they've been praying to God and God remembered them. And we'll give you some more stories as we continue. But here's that phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I need you to go to the phone, make the call. You can, by the way, break it up however you need to. If you don't have $250 on hand, you could do $125 a month for 2 months or $50 a month for six, whatever you need to do. 5 months, I guess, would be the correct calculation.
Okay, there.
But but yeah, help another slave in the 6 month, or just do 12 months at you know, whatever amount God puts on your heart. The McCullough family last year did one slave a month, $250 a month, because we felt like that was what God was calling us to do as a family. What is He asking of you? Figure it out, then make the call. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Shannon Green, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of nine biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Everywhere I go, I seize it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I am always eager to tell people about the good work of Christian Solidarity International, not just because they have been partners with me on the show for such a long time, but because they captured the imagination and heart of my own children. When Rob was with us a couple of years ago during pandemic, and my children were all home during the day, and they were near the studio, and they heard everything that we had to do all the time. My oldest began asking questions about slavery and about what happens to people and why God allows that kind of thing. And it really took root in the hearts of all three of my kids to say, Dad, what are we going to do to stop that? And so we became monthly givers to CSI a number of years ago and have continued to do that because we believe that that's what God has called us to do. Friends, 888-342-1010 is where you can make a difference in the lives of the next slave that we, you know, we'll hear the story of, but there are more. Rob, you said 150,000 at its peak. And as best we can understand, CSI has been able to do maybe 100, 125,000 liberations so far. Obviously, some children were born over that time, so the number kind of fluctuated that was left. But the last numbers I've seen are somewhere in the 35 to 40,000 range of slaves that we have not liberated. And that means that the need is still really big. So we could, you know, if 40,000 people picked up the phone right now and said, I'll take care of one slave, that would go a long way. But I'm not expecting 40,000 people to do that. But friend, you, one person out of the 40 around you, could you do that? I guess that's my question. 888-342-1010. But let's thank some people that have taken that challenge already.
Absolutely. And if I can say one more thing that's slightly off script, but you just mentioned it with your kids. And my kids are grown now. I've got one in college. The other two are out working, married, having children. But, you know, we used to look for those opportunities where we could instill in our children the idea of giving, the idea of doing something for others. Back when my kids were small, there was a Bible ministry where we could actually wrap a Bible and mail it to somebody in India who would hear about Jesus by getting something in the mail. This is a tremendous way to talk about the value of a human life, to talk about even make comparisons between how we're enslaved until we're freed by Christ. There are a lot of symbolism in those types of things. And like you said, if we can instill some of those things in our kids' hearts and minds, it's a powerful, powerful lesson. So, you know, I just throw that as a challenge, Kevin, that you talked about, but plenty of opportunity there and a great way to rally your family around something that makes literally a life-changing difference in someone's existence. But right now, I would like to talk and thank some of the people who have done that. Gail, thank you for your gift of $250. Tiffany, $250. Charlie, a gift of $1,000. Four slaves Charlie's going to free. Kim, a gift of $600. Joseph, gift of $250. Donald, $30. Lynn, $700. Linda, $100. Donald, thank you for your gift of $30. And Laura, another $1,000. Wow.
Wow.
How encouraging to see your listeners rising to the occasion the way I know they always do, Kevin. You've been a valuable part of the CSI team for a long time.
Well, we love what CSI is about, and we want to be part of what God's doing through it. And friends, it's really easy for you to experience that for yourself and know the same kind of joy, because I will tell you this, one of my favorite people on planet Earth, Ms. Patty, back in the CSI office, when you give your gift, she will send you a letter, and there will be a story about a slave that is impacted by the ongoing gifts that people are giving, and you will be encouraged. This is an amazing thing that happens when a slave is liberated. So it's a personal thing. You're not going to find an organization like CSI. Rob, just speak to that for a second. You guys are very lean, but that's because you put all the muscle into the work.
Well, that is exactly what we do. We take this very seriously and spend every dollar very wisely. We are frugal. We've got a lean machine over here. We've got only a handful of folks who are on staff in the U.S. We really, truly, truly believe that every possible penny that we can send to make a difference in somebody's life be utilized exactly that way. We don't need additional, you know, staff members or employee trips or, you know, any of those things. We take it all straight to the work of the work, the people that we're serving.
Well, when you think about how just a few pennies may be the difference between a slave receiving their freedom or being executed, like, I mean, that's kind of the, friend, I'm not trying to overstate it. That's kind of the universe that CSI lives in. They do difficult work in places like Iran and Syria and other places where people of faith are continually harassed and persecuted and tortured in some instances. But that's what God has called CSI to be about. And that's why Dr. John Eibner joins us on a regular basis. He's kind of the grand poobah of CSI worldwide. He kind of oversees all of it. And as part of that, he interfaces with world leaders and challenges them to say, what role could your government play in lessening this pain? that is going on. And in fact, the settling of the civil war in Sudan, CSI was quite influential in bringing the people together that ultimately created the peace agreement and so forth. So this is they put their money where their mouth is. Let's put it that way with CSI. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And I, you know, Rob, I love it when people like Charlie and Laura step up and say, hey, we can do more than just even a single slave. And for the first time last year, all of my staff members that work on my radio team gave more than a single slave donation for the first time in their respective families' lives. And they're younger. One of them's brand new, newlywed. But they had given to liberate a slave individually in the past. But this year, they kind of stepped it up as well, too. And in a year in which we have a lot of economic challenges here in the U.S., friends, we don't take any of that for granted. So if God has spoken to you and said, right now, what could you do? Wouldn't it be great to take Charlie's four slaves and match that, like in the next 10 minutes, if we could do that, like find, you know, somebody that would say, yeah, I'll do four as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 250 each. That's 1,000. I'll give 250 a month for 4 months. That would, in essence, match Charlie's gift. Maybe we had four individuals who say, Kev, I live on a budget and I can't do a lot, but I want to match Charlie's gift. I'll do one. Are there three more that could do one each as well? There's a number of ways that you could kind of like take his challenge by example and say, yeah, we could do that too. And what if we did that in the next 10 minutes? Why don't you go to the phone and be part of that? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, friends. Thank you. I know you've got a lot going on. I know that it's summertime. I know that the family is going places. I know that there's a lot to do and a lot to be about. And I'm just thankful that you've taken a few minutes to be with us today. I'm thankful that you've heard the stories. Friends, I want to point you to an online resource. If you want to make a difference and bring home that kidnapped daughter, bring home that kidnapped young woman who was sometimes taken when she was 6 or 7 years old and has been in slavery for 12 to 15 years on average. Friends, we've already seen the liberation of about 200 this year, and we have about 300 more to go that CSI can reach and be part of. Bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. That's what you're doing when you call. You're going and you're getting her out of slavery and you're bringing her back to her people, to her hometown, where she was taken from to begin with. You're giving her that life that has that bag of hope contained in it. You're giving her renewed relationships with people that she has possibly forgotten the face of, but maybe never the name, or vice versa. Friend, you're taking someone who is caught in abject hopelessness and despair, and you're bringing her home to love and optimism and everything good about a life that she still has yet to live. These women are too young. Some of them are in their 20s. Some of them are in their 30s. They are still very young women. They have much to contribute to the lives of their community and their family and even their children and friends. Now we are starting to bring some of their children home, too. You heard Rob and I discuss it, but many of these women, as they were raped and forced to give birth to slave masters' children, they, in order to save their own life, they had to leave without being able to negotiate the children's loss. And now we're negotiating the children to come home too. Bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. And be part of that matching challenge right now. Your gift doubling when you give it because of Charlie's generosity. Don't let this moment go without waste. Get this gift in before the top of the hour, and it will count. Bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. It's $250 to liberate one human person, to liberate one slave. And really, the bulk of that gift goes almost exclusively to providing them what they need to reestablish their lives. Place to live, food to eat, seed to plant, a she-goat to make their micro-enterprise little business with. Friends, it's such a great thing. The McCullough family, this year, we're going to do a family, we're going to do a slave a month like we did before. So will you join us? Do we have any slave a month partners that will stand with the lovely bride and I? Please make this gift right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Or go online to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Be as generous as you can. We have the opportunity to liberate quite a few of these in the next matter of weeks, so we need your help right now. Bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Because that's what we're doing. We're taking that slave and we're bringing her home to a home she thought she would never see again. But you're making it happen. Bringherhome.org. We'll see you next time.